Welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Programme. My name is Vernon Pierce, and in these programmes I'll be talking to you about issues which may affect you, giving you advice provided by the NHS, and also playing you some music. Today I'm going to be talking about strokes. A stroke is when blood stops flowing to a part of your brain. It can affect things like speech and movement, and take a long time to recover. A stroke needs urgent medical help in hospital because it can be life-threatening. The main symptoms of a stroke can happen suddenly. They may include face weakness. One side of your face may droop or fall, and it may be hard to smile. Arm weakness. You may not be able to lift both arms and keep them there because of weakness or numbness in one arm. Or speech problems. You may slur your words or sound confused. The easiest way to remember these symptoms is the word FAST. It stands for face, arms, speech, and time to call 999. There are other signs that you or someone else is having a stroke. These include weakness or numbness down one side of your body, blurred vision or loss of sight in one or both eyes, finding it difficult to speak or think of words, confusion and memory loss, feeling dizzy or falling over, a severe headache, or feeling or being sick. Symptoms of a stroke can sometimes stop after a short time, so you may think you're okay. But even if this happens, get medical help straight away. A stroke is more likely to happen if you're older, but it can happen at any age. If a doctor thinks you've had a stroke, they'll do tests such as blood tests, CT, MRI and ultrasound scans to check in and around your brain, and an ECG, electrocardiogram, to check your heart. These tests can show what type of stroke you've had. The different types include an ischemic stroke. This happens when a blood clot blocks blood flow to the brain. It's the most common type of stroke. A hemorrhagic stroke. This happens when a blood vessel bursts. Or a transient ischemic attack, TIA or mini stroke. This is when the symptoms of a stroke don't last very long, less than 24 hours. Even so, a TIA should be treated as urgent. If you don't get immediate medical attention, you could be at risk of having a full stroke. If you have a stroke, your treatment will depend on what type of stroke you've had. In the first 24 hours after a stroke, your treatment may include medicine to get rid of blood clots in the brain, surgery to remove a blood clot or drain fluid from the brain, a procedure to stop pressure building up inside the skull or brain. While you're in hospital, a healthcare team of doctors, specialists and therapists will help you start your recovery. Treatments you may be given, often long-term, include anticoagulants to stop blood clots forming, medicines to lower your blood pressure, and statins to lower your cholesterol. Strokes affect people in different ways. For some, it may take days or weeks to recover, and there will be little impact on their life. For others, recovery can take months or years, and may mean making life changes. This can include such things as adapting your home to make it easier to move around. You may have to stop work for a while or long term. Your recovery will depend on how much a stroke has affected you physically and mentally, and your rehabilitation plan. The exercises, activities, and therapy sessions you do as part of your rehabilitation are often difficult, but it will help you make progress. The plan given to you by your healthcare team will help you set goals. Getting family and friends involved can also help you get better. When you're discharged from hospital, your healthcare team will continue to support you, and they do this by creating a home recovery plan. Your plan may include physiotherapy and exercises to help with movement. This may also help if you have problems such as numbness down one side of the body. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, to help with anxiety, depression and tiredness. Activities to improve your memory, concentration, thinking and mood. Exercises to help improve problems with your speech, swallowing and vision. Advice, exercises and medicines to help with bowel or bladder problems. You can choose how you want your rehabilitation. It can be done in person or, if it's easier, online. Your healthcare team will make sure you have the right equipment to do this at home. They should also offer you the training or technical support you need to use it. After about 6 months, you should get a review of your progress. If you don't get this, speak to your team about it. If you're caring for someone who's had a stroke, you'll be a big part of their recovery. Looking after someone who's had a stroke can be difficult, frustrating, and lonely. Try to make sure you get all the support you need. A stroke can happen to anyone at any age, but your risk may increase if you're over 50 years old, you're from a Black or South Asian background, you have sickle cell disease, you have an unhealthy lifestyle, you have migraines, you take the combined contraceptive pill, you're pregnant and have preeclampsia, or you've just had a baby. Certain conditions also increase the risk of stroke. These include high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, irregular and fast heartbeats, atrial fibrillation, high cholesterol, a transient ischemic attack, a TIA or mini stroke. If you have a stroke or a TIA or mini stroke, you're more at risk of having another stroke. But there are things you can do to lower the risk. Quit smoking, eat a balanced diet, exercise, and cut down on alcohol. Don't forget to take medicines for any underlying conditions such as high blood pressure or diabetes. Talk to a GP if you have any problems with your medicine. Having a stroke can affect your mental health. It can help to talk about how you're feeling. You can get talking therapies for free on the NHS. These services can help you find ways to cope. Help is available in person, by video, over the phone, or as an online course. Go to the website nhs.uk for more information on this subject and links to organisations that can help you long term. I'll be back with another health and wellbeing programme very soon here on HRB.